Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy.
And I'm Alan Shirley.
In this part of Chatterbox, we will have further news items from the Norwich Evening News and information desk updates. We also have a second feature in which Stacia Briggs looks at the history of St Mary's Church at Fishley and wonders whether the stained glass windows hold a secret message.
We now go to our first batch of news for this part. We have a couple of stories on traffic concerns, followed by news of a merger consultation for a struggling college, and finally a report of a legal drone flight around Norwich City.
People living on Earlham Road say the road is dangerous for both drivers and pedestrians and have called on authorities to make desperately needed changes. The calls were reinvigorated after a red Mustang destroyed the front garden wall of a family home earlier this month. The homeowner, Robin West, was left speechless after the crash, which also damaged his Porsche and Toyota. The 50-year-old said, "I heard a big bang and I was bolt up wide awake. When I saw the damage, well, you wouldn't be able to write my initial reaction. My dream car was covered in bricks. We've had plenty of issues. It's definitely a dangerous road and should be an A road. That's the simple crux of the matter." For Peter Woodhead, head of the Residents Association, the crash comes as no surprise. The 68-year-old said, "It's just one after another. The road is just a nightmare. There's no room on the road for HGV drivers, so they drive up on the pavement, which is extremely dangerous. When I was walking, I had a near-death experience with a vehicle." Three members of his family have had cars written off while parked on the road. His neighbour, Maurice McCormick, who has lived on the road since 1986, said traffic had worsened. "It's dangerous, and we're disappointed there isn't a proper crossing and there's no action to slow down traffic. It just whizzes along, and it's constant."
Norwich could spearhead trailblazing ways to get more people to car share if a multi-million pound bid for government cash is successful. The city is one of seven areas through to the second round of a government scheme which aims to create three future mobility zones. Those are areas awarded money to tackle congestion and carbon emissions in innovative ways. County councillors agreed on Monday to agree to the outline business case for the bid. The council is seeking £16.2 million towards a £24.6 million project involving a number of initiatives, including boosting the number of electric vehicles, including buses and car club vehicles, using data to create an app which provides comprehensive information for all modes of travel, greater promotion of car sharing. Surveys have shown an average of 85% of private vehicles which travel across the Greater Norwich area have just one person, and that rises to 95% during rush hour periods, so officers are keen to find ways to get more people sharing vehicles. The council is due to find out before Christmas whether its bid is successful.
A public consultation is underway for the proposed merger between Easton and Otley College with City College Norwich and Suffolk New College. Earlier this year, drastic restructure plans were revealed for the land-based college following a second inadequate from education watchdog Ofsted. The proposal would see Easton and Otley College, which has campuses in both Norfolk and Suffolk, split up. The Easton campus would join City College, while the Otley half would become part of Suffolk New College. All three institutions have been in talks to work together following a review which suggested the colleges complete a merger by the end of the year. A formal period of consultation, during which students, parents, staff, local employers and the wider community are encouraged to share their thoughts on the plan. The consultation period is set to run until midnight on October the 1st, before a final proposal is presented to the governing bodies of all three colleges and a final decision is reached. This is a real call to action, and we are confident that many people will want to help and get involved, said Mark Pendlington, chairman of Eastern and Otley College. The future of the current college setup first ran into trouble in May 2017 when it received an inadequate rating. However, it was a second damning Ofsted report in October 2018 which provided the fatal blow.
Police have issued words of advice after a drone was flown illegally in Norwich city centre. A video emerged on Facebook last month which showed a drone flying close to Norwich Castle, breaching restrictions imposed on recreational flights. In one Facebook post, the video was shared with the message, "Maybe how a bird looks at this." Norfolk Police said that it was the first time illegal use of a drone was brought to their attention via social media. The man who had taken the footage was given words of advice from officers, and the video has since been deleted on Facebook. The footage contravened Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, guidelines, which prohibit drones from flying within 150 feet of people and residential areas and 500 feet of built-up areas and crowds. The CAA warned, if your drone endangers the safety of an aircraft, it is a criminal offence and you could go to prison for 5 years. A police spokesman said the majority of the public are not always aware of legislation and advised people to find out more about drone laws on dronesafe.uk. The information desk for Thursday the 5th of September now follows.
We only have one message this week. Thank you very much, Mrs. Margaret Hare, for all the stamps. We will add them to the collection for the NNAB.
The following four items on information desk are NNAB events for which the contact details are the same. These will be given at the end of the fourth item. NNAB creative writing. Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? If so, come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The Creative Writing Club meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. The cost is £3 per session and the next meeting is on Tuesday, September 17th.
Collage workshops. These sessions are an introduction to collage, proving that you don't need to be able to draw to be an artist. We will explore abstract shape, colour, pattern, layered meaning as well as two- and three-dimensional work. Each session will be tailored to a seasonal theme, a poem, a memory or a landscape for you to begin exploring the world of cut and paste. Materials are provided, though you are welcome to bring your own, such as old books, postcards, photos, magazines and newspapers, items of different textures or solid objects for 3D work. The workshops are on the third Wednesday of the month from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The cost is £3 per session and includes tea or coffee. The next session is on Wednesday the 18th of September with a theme of school days. Booking is essential. Please contact Mark or Helen.
Come and celebrate the power of music to transform lives at a free music workshop with world-famous multi-instrumentalist Bajuli Srivatav, OBE, and award-winning singer-songwriter Linda Shanson on Monday, 23rd September, 11 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre. Baluji Shrivatav OBE from the Inner Vision Orchestra, which is the UK's only professional blind ensemble, invites blind and visually impaired people from absolute beginners to experts to come and make music together, have a good time and share experiences in a friendly environment. All styles of music are welcome. You can bring your own instrument, sing, clap, or just listen and be around the music making. Guides are also welcome and refreshments will be provided. The free workshop follows Baluji's performance at the Norwich Arts Centre on Sunday the 22nd of September at 8 p.m. To book your place by 16th of September, call Mark or Helen.
Come along to the Sounds of Autumn, a musical spectacular to hear the Cringleford Singers at their finest. It will be on Thursday the 24th of October at 7 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre. Tickets cost £5, which includes the first soft drink. Tea, coffee, wine and cake will also be on sale. For tickets, which are to be purchased in advance, please call Mark or Helen. The contact details are Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216. That's 01603 973 216. Or you can email at marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Mark Smith of the NNAB has also asked us to mention the following. Are you a friendly, chatty person who has a few hours a week to support others living with sight loss in the local Norwich area? If so, being a telefriend might be for you. The NNAB has been offering a telefriends service since April 1998. A telefriend is a volunteer who commits to a weekly phone call to a visually impaired client and is based at an NNAB office, either in Norwich, Great Yarmouth or King's Lynn. Clients are allocated a telefriend through a referral from their community worker. Telefriends work as part of a small team of other visually impaired volunteers and with the Leisure Activities Coordinator to provide the service during office hours Monday to Friday. The purpose of the Telefriends service is to provide weekly telephone social contact for over 80 visually impaired people in Norfolk, helping alleviate isolation through phone calls and conversation, providing empathy and understanding of the client's sight loss and how this affects their daily lives, provide a friendly listening ear. From experience, our clients and telefriends value and enjoy this service, and if you would like to find out more about this volunteering opportunity or discuss any other opportunities we have for volunteering, then please do contact Mark for a friendly, informal chat. All inquiries are most welcome and very much appreciated. You can contact Mark Smith on 01603 973 216 or by emailing marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
That's it for Information Desk this week. Our next batch of news includes reports on changes in conditions for two sets of employees. We also hear about a row over the future of a former boat building site. And in these times of business closures, we learn of the success of a city pub.
Demonstrations are being held at Asda stores in Norwich, Yarmouth and Lowestoft later this month. It comes after workers claim they have until November the 2nd to sign a new contract six or lose their jobs. A spokesman from Asda told this newspaper, "This contract is about increasing the take-home pay of more than 100,000 retail colleagues through an investment of more than £80 million. and ensuring that everyone doing the same job is on the same terms and conditions. The overwhelming majority of our colleagues from across all our stores, including in East Anglia, have signed on to the new contracts, and while we appreciate that some of our colleagues find the changes more unsettling, we do not want any of them to leave.
Parents getting their children settled into a new school this week can take advantage of a flexible working policy from Aviva, which gives employees a half day of paid leave. People can take the half-day holiday to either drop off or collect their child on the first day of a new school, and the time is in addition to the annual leave entitlement and applicable for primary or secondary schools. It comes after Aviva, with its head office in Norwich, introduced a groundbreaking equal parental leave policy which offers 26 weeks of paid holiday to mums and dads when a new baby arrives. The firm has also brought in a scheme to give greater benefits to employees with caring responsibilities. Caroline Prendergast, Aviva's interim chief people officer, said, "Colleagues value this time off to be there when their child starts school. I'm delighted we can help to ease the pressure and make the memorable first day of school less stressful and more enjoyable for families."
The Winboats Marine site in Wroxham has been vacant for around a year, ever since the boat builders relocated to North Walsham. The site has largely been demolished and has been bought by LEF Trading, with hopes it can eventually provide housing for the elderly in the area. It is a plan that has the full support of Wroxham Parish Council, which recently identified a need for more retirement housing in its latest neighbourhood plan. However, the Parish Council has found itself at an impasse with the Broads Authority, which is keen for the site to be used for either employment or tourism. This disagreement came to a head earlier this month when the Broads Authority refused a planning application from LEF to build two homes on a redundant car park attached to the landlocked site. Barry Fisk, Parish Council Chairman, said the application would have marked the start of a significant waterside development to further include 20 to 30 homes, specially for the elderly. The Broads Authority pays no heed to the concerns of our community. It has its inflexible central planning mentality and does not seem to care about the people who actually live in the Norfolk Broads. A Broads Authority spokesman said the application was submitted was for the construction of two dwellings only and was not presented as an early phase of a significant waterside development to provide housing for the elderly in Wroxham. It was refused on grounds that it did not meet marketing viability and use requirements relating to new dwellings on an existing commercial employment site. The Broads Authority recognises there is a need for housing for elderly people, but this was not the application which was before the committee. A spokesman for the developer said, "We do feel that we have been stonewalled by the Broads Authority, who have a laudable policy designed to protect boatyards, but want to apply it rigidly to a former factory site without and access to water and a redundant car park."
The Temple Bar on Unthank Road will celebrate two decades in business with a bash on September the 21st, and the co-owner, Adrian Joyce, has revealed the key to its progress. The 48-year-old father of three said, "It's a personal touch. I'm the owner and I run it. I'm not just the manager. And really, we're a regular local pub just trying to be ourselves. It's down to the individual nature of a pub like mine." However, Mr. Joyce warned that running a pub is not for the faint-hearted, as he never stops working. He added, "I'm there first thing in the morning and close up at night. My day doesn't have a 9-to-5 feel to it. It's 100%. And I make sure I have fun with my three children." He opened the Temple Bar in 1999 with his wife Maria after working in pubs across Europe, including stints in Paris and London. The husband and wife team then settled in Norwich after deciding to give the city a go and haven't looked back since. They've seen many changes in the pub scene in Norwich over the past 20 years, but maintain that it is thriving.
And now our second feature. Does church hide a secret message in its stained glass windows? In this feature, Stacia Briggs finds out about St Mary's Church at Fishley and hears of the theory that the stained glass windows may have a link to the suffragette movement. Our reader is Judy Hawkins.